This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
In Luke's Gospel chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, we read, "When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." There is no discrimination with the Lord. He gave the significant message of his birth to the insignificant shepherds. Studies have discovered that discrimination may cause severe mental and physical health disturbances. Discrimination is the unfair treatment of people and groups based on characteristics such as race, gender, age, color, caste, status, class, and also based on their ability. Now let's look at the gender discrimination. A girl child can easily feel discriminated against if her parents and family members favor her brother over her. In a fit of anger, parents can say things like, "You should never have been born. We never wanted a daughter. Or if you were a son, then you would have been able to help and support us in old age." Stopping a girl from participating in activities just because of her gender sends a message that girls are weak or are inferior to boys. Sometimes discrimination can take place based on academic results. This is when parents judge the worth of a child based on his or her academic results. When they compare results among siblings and constantly praise the child who is good at studies while condemning the one who is not. Then you also face discrimination based on family expectations. Often a child is forced to take music lessons, dancing lessons, join sports, coaching classes just because their family is well known for their achievements in that particular field. Parents are often guilty of forcing their expectations on the child. Sometimes we parents, what we could not do, we force our children to achieve. Parents have unrealistic expectations. Sometimes discrimination can be based on weight issues. If a child is obese, it can easily damage their self-esteem and perception of themselves. This is reinforced by behavioral changes in their parents, family members, and children at school. If a relative comes to visit and makes a comment on seeing the child, "You need to play outdoor sports, eat less, and exercise more." Or a child starts name-calling at school, it can be devastating for the child. If a parent even jokingly becomes insensitive towards a child's weight, it can have serious repercussions on the child's mental health. Look at sexual orientation. When parents feel ashamed or embarrassed with their child's sexual orientation, it can cause permanent emotional scars on the child. Parents are the safety net for children, and when they behave in an indifferent or aggressive way towards the children, it completely shatters their young minds. Such children feel hurt, neglected, abandoned, and unwanted by their parents. The one person they had hoped would understand and support them has let them down. Sometimes discrimination can take place because of physical disability. Some parents of physically challenged children become overprotective and lenient towards a child. This can be counterproductive and make the child feel discriminated against. Instead, parents need to instill confidence in such children and encourage them to become self-reliant. They should not receive special treatment in their home from their siblings. Discrimination based on age is another factor. Many parents have a soft spot in their hearts for their firstborn or for their youngest child. All children need to feel equally loved and cared for by their parents. Any preferential treatment by parents creates resentment among siblings. Children can also hold grudges against their parents for their preferential behavior for the rest of their lives, and it can become a major contributing factor for physical and mental health issues. I must also mention that children discriminate against their parents. When the parents grow old and weak, children discard them, disrespect them, and are embarrassed to have them in their home because of their behavior. I have heard many parents say, "My children do not need me anymore." Friend, discrimination may be harmful for people in a number of ways. all types of discrimination can lower self-belief and self-worth. The first Christmas, shepherds knew that there is no discrimination in the work of God. The Lord does not discriminate against anyone. In fact, when the disciples stopped the children from coming to him, he rebuked the disciples. He chose the fishermen to be his disciples. He chose the women to proclaim the message of resurrection. He chose the shepherds to announce the birth of Christ. The downtrodden, the social outcast, the illiterate, the educated, the rich, the women, the disabled, all of them found acceptance in Christ. Maybe you are facing discrimination at present, or you're facing the consequences of discrimination. What should matter most to you is not what people think of you, but what God thinks of you. Let me read that verse once again, 17 and 18. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. My friend, you will always find acceptance and refuge in Jesus Christ the Lord. Invite him into your hearts. If God is for you, who can be against you? God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.